B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Tezayin. We're going to start five lines from the top of the Amud. In the previous Gemara, we saw, and actually started in the Mishnah on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, that Reb Meir said that midivreim, from the words of Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim, he determined that one was allowed to burn Trumat Tahira with Trumat Tumea together in the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, even though by doing that he would make the Trumat Tahira Tomei. How did he learn that from Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim? Because Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim allowed them to burn pieces of Hekdesh meat, of Kodesh meat, that were Rishon together with meat that was Shlishi, and the Shlishi meat would then become a Sheni. And since Reb Chanina testified that that's what they would do, so you can see that something that has to be burnt anyway, one is allowed to burn it together with something that would make it even more Tomei at the same time. Hence, Reb Meir said the same applies to Chometz. However, Chometz on Erev Pesach in the sixth hour is only Osur Midrabbonon. There's only a Chiyuv Midrabbonon to burn it in the sixth hour. So the Gemara explained that Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim is also talking about that Shlishi meat was actually a Shlishi only Midrabbonon, because it became a Shlishi via a Mashkin. And since it was via a liquid, and liquids min hatayra do not make other food items tomei, and therefore it was only also a shlishi midrabbonon. And nonetheless, according to Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim, they could make this shlishi midrabbonon even more tomei. They could make it into a sheni min hatayra by burning it with a rishon min hatayra. From there, Reb Meir learned that chometz in the sixth hour, which is also midrabbonon, one's allowed to burn truma tahira with truma tamea. And the Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says, no, you cannot compare the two. And the Gemara explained that the reason Rabbi Yossi said you cannot compare them is because, according to Rabbi Yossi, liquids, beverages, do make food items tomei min hatayra. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the case of Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim was a shlishi min hatayra. And if so, says Rabbi Yossi, a shlishi min hatayra, a hekdesh, which is tomei, shlishi, proper toma, then the Torah allowed you to burn it together with rishon, even though you would be making it into a sheni. But you have no proof that you can burn truma tahira with truma tamea. So the Gemara said that that was Reb Meir himself who understood, or who held, that mashkin, beverages, are not metami min hatayra. Therefore, Reb Meir had proof from Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim to Truma. Reb Yossi, who held that Mashkin are metame oichlin min hatayra, according to him, there was no proof from Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim to Truma. That's where we're up to now. And in today's daf, we're going to learn a little bit more in detail about the different opinions of, do Mashkin, beverages, liquids, make other food items tomei min hatayra? Says the Gemara. And that brisa that we started at the top of this Amud, the end of the previous Shia, that we learned there, Safik Mashkin Litamei Tomei, Litamei Achirim Tohir Divri Reb Meir. And just to get into that a little bit more, and we're going to need this introduction for today's daf, that regarding liquids, there are three different places that liquids have in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. The first one being, which we haven't yet had explicitly so much in this Gemara, but we've seen in Shas already, there's something called being machshir, which means that any food item, before it can become tomei, how would the food item become tomei? If a sheret touches it, or any av hatoma touches it, or even a rishon letoma that touches it, then food chulin can become a sheni, and as we've seen previously, truma can become a shlishi, and kodesh can become a ravi. But food item, until now, the way we've read the Gemara is that we're talking very generally about liquids. Do liquids become tomei or not become tomei? But the truth is that the main topic we're discussing here is talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, the butcher, or the place where they were dealing with the meats in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was water and blood there. Then the Gemara we started with, or the end of the previous Gemara, Reb Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim, is talking about meat in the Beis HaMikdash that became tomei with a mashkin. And similarly, Yosef ben Yoezer Tzereda, when he speaks about the mashkin Beis Midbechaya from the butchers, he means the butchers in the Beis HaMikdash. That means everybody agrees that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, mashkin do become tomei, either min HaTorah or midrabbonon. And the discussion is just what happens in the Beis HaMikdash. So that depends on what happens outside the Beis HaMikdash. If min HaTorah all liquids, they themselves are tomei, like Reb Meir holds in that brisa, then in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Chachomim couldn't say, no, in the Beis HaMikdosh, they're toher. They can't do that. So whatever's min ha-toira outside the Beis HaMikdosh is also min ha-toira inside the Beis HaMikdosh. However, anything that's outside the Beis HaMikdosh is toher, and the Rabbonon said that they're making a gzeira, that it's tomei, for whatever reasons they made their gzeiras, they said that in the Beis HaMikdosh it doesn't apply. So that's what the Gemara is now saying here. That Rav Omar Dochin Mamish, Kosova Tumas Mashkin de Rabbonon, Vechigozu Rabbonon, Rav holds that even outside the Beis HaMikdosh, Mashkin are only ever Tomei mid Rabbonon. Mina Torah, no Mashkin ever become Tomei. And outside the Beis HaMikdosh, Mashkin themselves become Tomei. In the Beis HaMikdosh, Vechigozu Rabbonon, but Mashkin de Alma, it's only regular liquids that the Chachomim said they can become Tomei. Umashkin Beis Mitzbechayo, but the liquids in the Beis HaMikdosh, Loi Gozur, the Chachomim said they remain Tohir. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says that Dochin Militami Tumas Achirim. Shmuel holds, as we saw before, that outside the Beis HaMikdosh, regarding all other liquids, all liquids they can become Tomei Min HaTaira. They just cannot make other things Tomei Min HaTaira. And just the Chachomim said that Midrabonon, they can make other things Tomei as well. So if so, that it's dochin militami tumas achirin, aval tumas atzmon yeshlehem. But minatayra, they themselves can become tomei. So Kosova, Shmuel holds, tumas mashkin atzmon doiraisa. The tumei itself, that the liquids themselves can become tomei, that's minatayra. Litami achirin, but to make other things tomei is the rabbonon. Vechigozo rabbonon, and when the rabbonon said that liquids should make other things tomei as well, b'mashkin de alma, they only made the gzera regarding regular liquids, other than the water and the blood in the Beis HaMikdosh, but in Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya, Loi Gozor, they did not make their Gezerah in the Beis HaMikdosh regarding these liquids. V'chiloi Gozor Rabbonon, Litmuya Achirim. And when the Rabbonon didn't make the Gezerah, which means in the Beis HaMikdosh, the water and the blood in the Beis HaMikdosh, it was only regarding making other things Tomei, Aval Tumas Atzmon, but that they themselves can become Tomei if a Sheretz would touch either the water or the blood, even in the Beis Mitzbechayo, in the Beis HaMikdosh, Yeshlehen, then of course they will become Tomei, because according to Shmuel, liquids can become Tomei Min HaTorah. Continues the Gemara. Omer le Rav Huna bar Chinina lebrei. Rav Huna bar Chinina said to his son, Ki ailes le kamedu Rav Papa, when you go up to visit Rav Papa, Romi le ask him the following contradiction, the following question. Mi Omer Shmuel, dochin militami tumas achirin. According to Shmuel, when Yosef ben Yoezer ish Tzereda testified that Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya Dochin, and Shmuel said that means that in the Beis HaMikdosh, the blood and the water that was in the Beis HaMikdosh would not make other things Tomei. Aval Tumas Atzmon Yeshlehen. But they themselves could become Tomei because, according to Shmuel, liquids, all liquids even outside the Beis HaMikdosh, become Tomei Min HaTorah. Then we have an issue. Korikan, it says in the Pasuk as follows, V'habosor asher yiga b'kol Tomei. Meat that touches anything that's Tomei, lo ye'ochil, must not be eaten. We're talking about hektish meat. Bo'eshi, sorif, has to be burnt in fire. Ba'bosor, kol tohir, yoichal bosor. So the Rav Huna bar Chinina said to his son, ask of Papa the following question. The Pasuk says that meat that touches anything that's Tomei becomes Tomei. That means if you say that Minatira, you Shmuel holds that Minatira, liquids become Tomei. But you say they don't make other things Tomei, but the Pasuk says explicitly that meat in the Beis HaMikdosh that touches anything Tomei becomes Tomei, even if it touches liquids that are Tomei, not like Shmuel. So Omer of Shisha Bereder of Idi, he answers the question, Midi Dehava Arvi Bakodesh, says no. Just because the Pasuk says that meat that touches anything Tomei becomes Tomei, mustn't be eaten, that doesn't have to mean everything. It might just mean other solids. Or if a Sheretz touched the meat, or any other Tomei, but not liquids, where do we find that there's an exclusion from this Pasuk? Look at Revi'i Bakodesh. In the previous shiur we discussed that the most lenient amount of tumah possible is called a revi'i. It's a fourth level tumah, and it only applies to kodesh. Truma can never become a revi'i. A revi'i, so to speak, in the tumah truma terms, is tohir. In hektish, where things are even more sensitive to taira, over there, even a revi'i is considered tummy, but revi'i by kodesh. If a revi'i of in hektish touches another piece of hektish meat, which it would make it chamishi, there's no such concept as chamishi, even in hektish. So you see clearly that a piece of hektish meat that touches a tummy piece of meat, and that tummy piece of meat is a revi'i, it will not make this other piece of meat tummy. How you can explain the posuk that bosa sheyiga b'kol tummy lo yochil? So it seems that when the posuk says that meat that touches something tummy becomes tummy, it doesn't have to mean everything. It doesn't mean touching a revi'i b'kodesh, and it also doesn't mean, according to Shmuel, it doesn't mean touching a liquid. That means even though the liquids min ha-toira are tummy, if the meat touches it, it's not going to become tummy, because Shmuel holds that min ha-toira, the liquids become tummy, but they're not metame anything else. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, no. You Rav Shisha, Breder of Idi, you try to refute the question of Rav Huna Bar Chinana by saying that Revi'i Bakodesh doesn't make other meat tummy, so it must be that when the Pasuk says Abos Ashiga Bakol tummy is not all inclusive, and therefore there's no question if liquids are also not included. But he says no, it's not a good refutation, Yurav Sheish Breider of Idi. Why? Because Revi'i Bakodesh lo Ikri tummy, and this is also something we discussed at the beginning of the sugya in a previous shiur, that there's a difference between tummy and posel. The concept of tumah is only something that can make something else tummy. Revi'i b'kodesh cannot make anything else tummy, because nothing will ever become tummy from a revi'i. Just the halacha is that a revi'i, that means a kodesh that touched a shlishi, then the kodesh itself is not allowed to be eaten. If the only halacha of the tumah is that it itself is not allowed to be eaten, it does not have the term tumah, it just has the din posel. So Rav Ashi is saying to Rav Shisha Breder of Idi that meat that touches a revi'i b'kodesh is not called that it touched something tummy, it's called it touched something posel. In which case, when the posel says Abos Ashiga b'kol tummy, is not even referring, wouldn't ever be referring to a revi'i b'kodesh, it's not called kol tummy. If so, you don't have a proof that this posuk is not all-inclusive. In which case, when the posuk says Abos Ashiga b'kol tummy, it could very well mean including liquids. That any meat that touches anything that is tummy, including liquids, the meat will become tummy. And that's not like Shmuel. Shmuel said that the liquids, they themselves are tummy, but if it touches something else, that something else doesn't become tummy. According to Rav, it's okay, because Rav says that the liquids themselves are not tummy min ha-toira. If so, in the posuk, the posuk is talking about min ha-toira. The posuk that says Abos Ashiga b'kol tummy wouldn't be talking about liquids. But according to Shmuel, that liquids are tummy min ha-toira, then b'kol tummy would include liquids. How can you say that the meat wouldn't become tummy? The posuk says anything that touches tummy, the meat does become tummy. Kasha, indeed, that stays a kasha on Shmuel. Continues the Gemara. And the Gemara is now going to ask another question against Rav, that Rav said that liquids, they themselves, min ha-toira, do not become tummy. Toshima, the Pasuk says, Mikol ha-oichel ashi-yo-ochel ashi-yovoi olov maim, any edible foods that water comes onto them, yitmo, v'chol mashke ashi-yishose v'chol kli yitmo. So what do you see from there? V'chol mashke ashi-yishose v'chol kli yitmo. It seems to mean that liquids that are in a tummy utensil, yitmo, they can become tummy. So you see clearly that liquids can become tummy. And this is a contradiction to what Rav said, that liquids don't become tummy. According to Shmuel, liquids do become tummy, they just don't make other things tummy. But according to Rav, that even they themselves don't become tummy, how are you going to understand this posuk? Answers the Gemara, my yitmo. When the Pasuk says yitmo, you know what it means? It's that third halacha of liquids that we discussed at the beginning of today's shia. Yitmo hichshir. What the Pasuk is coming to tell you is that liquids that touch any other food item, they can make those food items susceptible to becoming tummy. Which means that if those food items are inside the utensil, that the utensil would make them tummy. However, these fruits or vegetables, they themselves have never touched a liquid. So the Pasuk is saying, if in that utensil there's also liquids, the liquids will touch those fruits or vegetables, making them susceptible to becoming tomei. Being inside the tomei kli, they'll now become tomei. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell me. Says the Gemara, Hichshir, you're telling me that the last words in the Pasuk of a chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli yitmo means it that these liquids makes other fruits and vegetables susceptible to becoming tomei? Mereisha dekrol shomusli. Well, that's what it says at the beginning of the Pasuk. Mikol ha'oichel sheyochel sheyovo elov mayim yitmo. That the Pasuk says that any food items that liquids have touch them, they are susceptible to becoming tomei. So the words v'chol mashka she'ishase v'chol kli yitmo is not referring to making them susceptible to becoming tomei. It's talking about that the liquid tomei. And again, it's a question on Rav, who says that min ha'Torah liquids don't become tomei. Answers the Gemara, no. Both parts of the pasuk are talking about making other things susceptible to becoming tomei. And I need to say it twice. Chad betlushin v'chad b'mechuborin. One is teaching us, the first part of the Pasuk is teaching us liquids that are attached, mechuborin, to the ground. And the second part of the Pasuk is talking about detached liquids. The liquids are in a utensil that they can also make fruits and vegetables susceptible to becoming tomei. Utzricha, and I need to say it in both places. Diyesh minon bitlushin, if the Pasuk would only tell us that liquids that are detached, that they're in a utensil, they make other things susceptible to becoming tomei. Mishum da'ach shavinu. That might be because you've given these liquids significance. You've actually taken the bother to collect them in the utensil. They have significance. So since they're significant, then they can make other things susceptible to becoming tomei. Aval mechuborin. But liquids that are still attached to the ground, and this would only apply to water that's flowing in water that's in the ground, eim aloi is not significant enough to make something else susceptible to becoming tomei. That's why I need to say that. V'itana mechuborin, and if the Pasuk would only tell us that b'mechuborin, that liquids that are attached to the ground can make something else susceptible to tumah, mishum dekayim b'duchtayu. Their significance is the fact that they are stationed in the ground, and therefore chashivi, they are significant. Avotlushin, but once they've been detached from the ground, eim aloi, I may have thought that they are not significant enough to make something else susceptible to becoming tomei, tzrichi, and that's why the Pasuk needs to say it. So the bottom line, that the whole Pasuk is only telling us that liquids can make other things susceptible to becoming tomei, but not telling us that liquids themselves can become tomei. Continues the Gemara, another question on Rav. Toshima, the Pasuk says, ach, only mayon, a spring, uboyer, a cistern, mikveh mayim, or collection of water in the ground, yieh toir. That because they are attached to the ground, they are toir, they cannot become tomei. But what do we deduce from this Pasuk? That any water that's not still attached to the ground, the water themselves can become tomei. And that's not like Rav, who said that liquids do not become tomei. Answers the Gemara, my yieh toir. When the Pasuk says yieh toir, it doesn't mean they themselves remain toir and to the exclusion of mayim she'uvim, waters that have been collected in utensils, that they could become tomei. And that would be a question on Rav. No, it's mitum osoi. The Pasuk actually means that if somebody who was tomei would go into waters that are either a spring, a mayon, a boir, or mikve mayim, they can become purified in these waters, to the exclusion of mayim she'uvim, water that's not anymore attached to the ground, they've been taken in utensils. If somebody or anything tomei were to immerse themselves in those waters, they would not become purified. So the Pasuk is not talking about their own status of tumah or tara, it's talking about their ability to make something else that was tomei, tohir. Continues the Gemara, that we saw a few lines back that even waters that are detached from the ground, if they touch other vegetation, fruits and vegetables, they can make them susceptible to becoming tomei. Utlushin mimachshirin? Can detached liquids, water, detached water make something else susceptible to become tomei? Va'omer Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, mashkin beis mitbachaya. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina said that the liquids from the, in the butchers, that means including water, lo dayon sheim dochon, not only are they toher, and here again, Beis Mitbachai is talking about in the Beis Hamikdash, not only are they themselves dochin, are they toher, as we saw before from Yosef ben Yoezer Tzereda, elo she'ein machshirin, they don't even make other things susceptible to becoming tomei. So how can you say that from the posuk of Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel Asher Yovoy, all of Mayim Yitzma v'chol Mashke Asher Yishoseh, v'chol Kli Yitzma, that posuk is teaching us that even things that are detached, liquids that are detached, can make other things susceptible to becoming Tomei. We just said now that the Mashke and Beis Mitbachayah, they do not make other things susceptible to becoming Tomei. Answers the Gemara, Tirgmo Aldom. That this that Yosi ben Rav Chanina said that the waters in the Beis Mitbachayah, they do not make other things susceptible, it's not talking about water, it's only talking about the blood. Because the blood in the butchers in the Beis Hamikdash was blood that was from kodshim, from sacred animals, from behemoths, from korbonis. And we're going to learn from a pasuk, that a special posuk, that the dam of korbonos are not machshir other things to become tomei. The Omer of Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, minayin the dam kochim, from where do we see that the blood of kochim, of korbonos animals, she'ein machshir, does not make other things susceptible to becoming tomei. Shenemar, it says in the posuk, regarding blood, it says, lo yisoichlenu, you're not allowed to drink the blood, Al ha'ores tishbechenu kamayim, you have to spill blood onto the floor. This is talking about blood, general blood, not blood of korbonis. So Reb Chiya bar Abba, Om Reb Yechanan, learns from here that only dam shenishbach kamayim, only types of blood which are spilt like water, they are the types of bloods that, like water, they can make other things susceptible to becoming tomei. Machshir, they make other things Mukhshir lekabel tuma. Dam she'einu nishbach kamayim, however, blood which is from a korban that is not allowed to be spilt like water. The blood has to actually be received in a vessel, in a utensil, and some of it has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. Einu machshir. That type of blood does not make anything else susceptible to becoming tummy. Ask the Gemara against what Rabbi Yochanan just learned. Maskif lo Rav Shmuel bar Ami, hari dama tamtzis. What about the blood which is called dama tamtzis? Because when you shecht an animal, some of the blood which the life of the animal is dependent on it, it shoots out with a force. But then you've got the blood that just trickles out, and that's not the blood which the life of the animal is dependent on it, and that blood is not what you would use to sprinkle on the mizbeach for zrikas adam. The nishbach kamayim, you do not need to receive it in the utensil. It can be spilt like water, and nonetheless, the ve'enei machshir. And nonetheless, from the drasha we saw before, and nonetheless, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina said that mashken beis mitbechaya lo dayon shein dochon ela shein machshirin. When Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina said that blood of hekdesh is not machshir other things to become tuma, he meant all blood, not only blood which you have to receive in a utensil, even dama tamtzis. Answers the Gemara, Omar le'Reb Zeira, hanach le'dam hatamtzis. Just exclude this dama tamtzis, the blood that just trickles out, because the dama tamtzis that trickles out, afilu b'chulin nami lo'y machshir. I don't need this posuk here. When Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina is talking about blood that's being machshir, it's only a type of blood that generally otherwise would be considered one of the liquids that could be machshir things to become tomei. And he says that regarding the dam of korbonis, not. But dama tamtzis, even on a regular animal, would not be machshir, it's not considered dam. Filo b'chulin nami lo'y machshir. Why? Kabolu minei Rav Shmuel bar Ami, the Omar Achmona, the Pasuk says, Rak chazak, should be strong, the bilti echol hadam, not to eat any dam, ki adam hu ha-nefesh, because blood is the life force of the spirit of the animal. Dam sha-nefesh yetzeboi koroi dam. It's only a dam hu ha-nefesh, only the blood where the life of the animal is dependent on it is called dam. But dam she'ena nefesh yetzeboi, but the dam atamtis, the blood that just trickles out, ena koroi dam, it's not called blood, and therefore it never makes anything susceptible to becoming tomei. And just before continuing, I've mentioned a number of times that in the topic of machshir lekabel tuma, on things that are susceptible to become tummy, only after liquids, one of the seven liquids, have touched them, and I mentioned a few times fruits and vegetables, it's true that the term that the posuk uses is vegetation, is zroim, which are fruits and vegetables, but that does not exclude other food items, eggs, fish, even meat, and we're going to learn more about this later on, but any food item, bichlal, is only going to become tomei if prior to that it became susceptible to becoming tomei by one of the seven liquids touching them. Continues the Gemara. Toshima. We're going to try and bring another proof against Rav that says that minatayra liquids do not become tomei. Dam shenitmo. Blood that became tomei. And blood from a korban that became tomei, you're not allowed to sprinkle it on the mizbech. If nonetheless was zorku, they sprinkled it on the mizbech, then it depends. B'sheigeg, if they sprinkled it by mistake, then hurutzah, the korban is accepted and the person gets atoned. B'mezid, if he did it intentionally, loy hurutzah, then he does not get atoned, and that just means that he's not allowed to eat the meat consequent to such a type of zrikas adam. But you see here clearly that in this halacha, dam shenitmo, the blood became tomei. What do you mean? How can the blood become tomei? You Rav say liquids don't become tomei. Answers the Gemara, midirabonon. It's only tomei midirabonon. You're right, minatayra, it doesn't become tomei. But you can ask me a question that Yosef ben Yezesh Teredo testified that, and he said that in the blood in the Beis Hamikdash does not become tomei even midrabanon, because whatever became tomei, whatever level of tuma was midrabanon outside the Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash they did not make that tuma. So if so, here we're talking about in the Beis Hamikdash, so how can it be tomei? Udulek Rabbi Yosi ben Yezesh Tzereida. This braisa is not following what Yosi ben Yezesh Tzereida said. And this braisa holds that in the same way as the Rabbonon said that outside the Beis HaMikdash blood can become tomei, so, or any liquids can become tomei, so too in the Beis HaMikdash it can become tomei. Continues the Gemara with another question against Rav Toshima. Alma hatzitz meratze. We know that the Kohen Gadol would wear a golden plate called the tzitz on his forehead, and it would be meratze, it would atone for things that otherwise would not be atoned for. That means things that went wrong in the presence of the tzitz worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, then things can get atoned for even though they wouldn't otherwise. So the braisa says, al hadam, blood, valabosor, or meat, well, a chaylev, or the fats, shenitmo, if any of these became tomei, the blood, the meat, or the fats became tomei, then normally there's a flaw with the korban. It's not meratze. No, with the tzitz, it will be meratze. Bein b'sheigig, bein b'mezid. And this is arguing with the previous braisa that says b'mezid, it's not meratze. Here it says that bein b'sheigig, bein b'mezid, irrespective of if it was done by mistake or intentionally, bein b'oinus, or if it was done like as an oinus, which is even lesser degree than a mistake, bein b'rotzen, rotzen and mezid means the same, it was done intentionally, bein b'yochid, irrespective of whether it's a korban yochid, a korban brought by a private person, bein b'tzibur or korban tzibur. So you see here clearly, the tzitz is meratze on, amongst other things, on dam shenitmos. You see clearly that the blood can become tomei. Says the Gemara midrabonon. The Gemara first thought that the braisa that says the tzitz is meratze on things that minatoira are a problem, the tzitz will be meratze. No, says the Gemara that this braisa is telling us that even on issues that are rabbinical issues, for example, blood that became tomei, and according to Rav, it only became tomei midrabonon, the tzitz is also meratze, and it must be deloike Yosef ben Yezesh Tzereida, because according to Yosef ben Yezesh Tzereida, the blood in the Beis HaMikdash wasn't even tomei midrabanon. Since outside the Beis HaMikdash it was only tomei midrabanon, according to Rav, in the Beis HaMikdash it wasn't tomei at all. Now the Gemara is going to bring another question against Rav. Toshema, and this is now a posuk. The posuk says, V'hoyu al meitzach Aaron, that the tzitz was on the forehead of Aaron, v'nosa Aaron, and Aaron carried, he bore, es avoina kodoshim, the blemishes, the avera, so to speak, of the korbonis, ashyagdishu b'nei Yisrael, etc. Asks the Braisa, V'chi eze avoin hu noisa? Which avera is the tzitz, so to speak, carrying? Im avoin pigul, harei kvar ne'ma lo yirotze. Im avoin noisar, harei kvar ne'ma lo yichoshev. The two major psulim that we know about, which is either that a person actually did the avoida, either the shchita or the zrika, with the intentions of either eating it in the wrong time or eating it in the wrong place, then such an intention whilst doing the main avoidas renders the korban as possible. And it says lo yirotze, lo yichoshev, that nothing is going to, the tzitz cannot be meratze, cannot will not cause that such a korban to be accepted. It says explicitly in the pasuk lo yirotze, lo yichoshev, such a korban will not be considered even with a tzitz. Ha einoy noisa elo avoin tuma. So if the tzitz does not help for machsheves chutz lizmanoi or machsheves chutz lemekoymei, which the Gemara here calls either noisar, which is chutz lizmanoi, or pigul, which is chutz lemekoymei, then it must be that all that's left is that the tzitz is atoning for what? Avoin tuma shehutra mechlala b'tzibur. Tuma, where tuma is more lenient than noisar and pigul, because noisar and pigul is never allowed. Tumah is very serious, but there is a time where a situation can override the restrictions of Tumah, and that is B'tzibur. If the whole Tzibur are Tomei, then certain korbanos are allowed to be brought. So, and that's what it says, that if somebody, that the Avera of Tumah, the Tzitz is Meratze. My love, Tumah's dam. So can we not assume that the Pasuk is talking about that what part of the animal, amongst others, what part of the korbanos is the Tzitz atoning for, even though it's tumah, for even the blood is tomei, and the tzitz, we need the tzitz to be meratze. If so, you have clearly in the pasuk v'noso aron es avoin hakodshim, and it's talking about the tumah on the blood. So you see that blood can become tomei in the pasuk in the Torah. Rav says that mina Torah blood doesn't become tomei. Omer of Papa, says loy, no. When it says that the tzitz is bearing a certain sin, which means overriding and overlooking the sin, it's not talking about the tumah of the dam, it's talking about the kmotzim, which is the handful of the korban of the minchos, where this handful of the flour and some of the other ingredients was put onto the mizbeach. If that became tomei, then the tzitz was meratze, and the korban atoned for the person that was supposed to bring the korban, and therefore you do not see in this pasuk that blood can actually become tomei, so it's not a refutation against Rav. Continues the Gemara with one last question against Rav. Tashima, the pasuk says, Hein yiso ish besar koidesh b'chnaf bigdoi v'noga b'chnofoi al alechem, el halechem, ve'el anozid, ve'el ayayin, ve'el shemen, ve'el kol maichel, hayikdosh, v'yanu akoyanim, v'yoyimru loy. And this is a very interesting chapter in history where at some point Chagai, a Novi, he felt that the Kohanim, who after the Golus, they were lax and didn't know the Alochus anymore of Tumah and Taira, and that's very serious in the Beis HaMikdash not to know the Alochus. He decided to give them a test. And he asked them the following question. Hein, what would happen if a person, if Yiso Ish Besar Kodesh, if a person would carry, would hold, Besar Kodesh doesn't mean sacred and holy meat. It means actually the opposite. It means a sheret. Kodesh as in being detached, as being something which is despised. It's talking about a sheret, which is an Av HaTumah. Bechnaf Begodoy. And he's got this sheret, he's holding it in the corner of his garment. V'noga b'chnofoy, and this sheretz, which he's holding in the knofoy, in the corner of his garment, and it touched el halechem. So that means that the bread is now a rishon, because the sheretz is an av, the bread is a rishon. V'el hanozid, and then the bread touched the stew, a nozid, the nozid is now a sheni. V'el ayayin, and then the stew touched some wine. Note the wine here, which is a liquid, and the nozid, the stew touched the wine became a shlishi. Ve'el ha-shemen, and then the wine touched oil, the oil is a revi. Ve'el kol machel, or if the wine didn't touch shemen, if it touched any other food item, making them a revi. And that's the question. Ha-yikdosh, again, the word yikdosh means, does it become tomei or not? So according to the way we're reading the pasuk, now, what Chagai actually asked the Kohanim, is Revi'i Bakoidesh Tomei or not? V'yanu HaKohanim V'yoyim Ruloi? And the Kohanim said, no, it's Tohir. V'omar Rav, and Rav said, Ishtabish Kerni. These Kerni made a mistake. And the truth is that Revi'i Bakodesh is Tomei. Is Tomei. We know that Revi'i Bakodesh, we've already learned previously, is Tomei. So what do you see from here? And Rav, especially according to Rav, but not necessarily. According, the Pasuk here is talking about that there was a tumma that was either with wine or oil, which are liquids. And you see here clearly that these liquids in the Pasuk, it's talking about a Pasuk, and it says that the Kohanim said that it was Tahir. And Rav said that they made a mistake, which means that Rav held they were Tomei. How can they become Tomei? You, Rav, hold that liquids are not Tomei. Now, the truth is that this incident happened after the Rabbonon already made Gzeiros on liquids. It means Rav said that Minat Torah no liquids become Tomei, but Midrabbonon they become Tomei, and that was before this. So if this Pasuk here is talking about that, if the discussion in this Pasuk was on a biblical level, do they become Tomei? Of course it's a question on Rav. If they said Loi, that they don't become Tomei, and Ishtab Shikana, the Kohanim made a mistake, and the truth is that Minat Torah they're Tomei, it's a huge question on Rav, who says no liquids are Tomei Minat Torah. And even if you say that we're talking here about Midrabbonon, that the question that Chagai asked is Midrabbonon, are these liquids Tomei? And here we're talking about liquids in the Beis Hamikdash. And that was what the question was. And Rav said before that Yosef ben Yezer Ish Tzereda testified that the liquids in the Beis Hamikdash did not become Tomei, since outside the Beis Hamikdash they're only Tomei Midrabbonon, in the Beis Hamikdash they're Tohir. So whichever way you hold it, irrespective of whether it's Minat Torah or Midrabbonon, it's a question on Rav. Answers the Gemara. Midu hu taima elo l'Rav. You're asking a question against Rav, who Rav is the one that said that Dochin, that Yosef ben Yezer Ish Tzereda, when he said that the liquids in the Beis Hamikdash are Tohir, is talking about that even they themselves don't become Tomei, because even outside the Beis Hamikdash, they themselves could only become Tomei Midrabbonon. Rav, when Rav said that the liquids in the Beis Hamikdash do not become Tomei, is talking only Mashke Beis Mitbechaya, only those liquids that are typically found in the butchery there in the Beis Hamikdash, which is only water and blood. However, Tony, only on the Mizrav only said Mashke Beis Mitbechaya, Aval Mashke Bei Midbechaya. But those liquids like wine and oil, which are not typically found in the butchery, but they are put on the Mizbeach, those liquids Mitame, they can become Tomei. If so, over here in the question that Chagai asked, the liquids it's talking about is Yayin and Shemen. Regarding Yayin and Shemen, Rav never said that they don't become Tomei in the Beis Hamikdash. They do become Tomei in the Beis Hamikdash, Midrabbonon. And that's why when the Kohanim said they do not become Tomei, Rav said that they made a mistake. They do become Tomei, Midrabbonon. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue with this theme a little bit more.